This is, of course, the holiday weekend, Thanksgiving, so we've got a lot of people traveling, but we also do have some children and some young at heart among us, and so I'd like to invite, come on down. Hi, Lena. And young Mr. Lee. There's young Mr. Lee. This is younger Mr. Lee. Yeah, hi. And let's see, maybe we have another helper. Who's young? And certainly younger, there's Elder Wayne. Come on down. You're not a child, but you're certainly younger than I am. But I need a little bit of help, I think, with this to hold some stuff up. Hi! Did you have? Hey, Wayne. All right. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Yeah, great Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Did you? Oh, yeah, you got together as a family and had Thanksgiving. I agree, absolutely. That's what I was going to say. So, you know, on Thanksgiving, we sometimes have a thing like this. It's called a cornucopia. It's kind of like a big woven thing and has, like, fruits and stuff. Have you ever seen one of these? You want to take one? Okay. Did you have a lot of food for Thanksgiving? I did, too. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. All of the whole thing. But it was really, really nice, and I was with friends, and we had a good time. And I was thinking about Thanksgiving and what it represents. And we talked, first of all, about giving thanks to God. And that's what the cornucopia represents, is the blessings of God that we share and that we use and to help us out. But there's another. Somebody shared with me once that Thanksgiving has another meaning. One is the thanksgiving to God. Thanks to God for giving to us the blessings of this beautiful world. And another is thanksgiving, as in being thankful and giving in response. And one of the ways that we do that is by making airplanes out of these, which is fun. But also we have something called the Christmas Bazaar. Have you heard about the Christmas Bazaar? There's fun stuff. Could you help me show the congregation something? And Elder Wayne's going to help, too. Look at this. Isn't this pretty? Yeah. Can you help hold that up? Can you hold this up with me? This is woven by a friend of ours named Carol Hawk. Some of you have met Carol. And Carol made this for our Christmas bazaar. She loves to knit things. And so she made this for our Christmas bazaar. But Carol's not a member of our church. She lives actually in Seabrook Village, and she is very involved in the church there at Seabrook Village. But she loves, because she is very thankful to God, she likes to give. She loves to give. She loves to give to help other people. And so she made this to give to other people through our Christmas Bazaar. Isn't that great? I was thinking that kind of, for me, bridges from Thanksgiving over into Advent, into Christmas. So that's one. And she even made another one. Look at this. Is this pretty? Isn't that pretty? You like the color? Yeah. Well, if you like that color, then maybe somebody should buy that for you at the Christmas Bazaar. Yeah. And you know what? If you have thanksgiving to God for giving to us, and thanksgiving that in thankfulness we give to others, somebody told me that that means that we also are thanks-living. Have you ever heard that phrase? That means that we live giving thanks all the time. And so we want to remember that as something to take us from Thanksgiving over into, here we go. Oop, you got it? Thank you. Oops, caught with your finger. Here we go. The end to Thanksgiving, into Advent and Christmas, we'll go from Thanksgiving to thanks-living. Whoa. Okay, so let's have a prayer. Can you pray with me? Let's pray. Good. Wow. Okay. Let's pray. Dear God, We thank you for helping us to be thankful. To be thankful to you and to give thanks to others. And to live in thanks. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Wayne. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, you're going to go, I think, Mrs. Adler, the church school? Okay. Oh, you want to keep that? Okay. I think I need that. One more on the list of things they don't teach in seminary. It's a long list.